According to quantum mechanics, every particle exists in a superposition of all possible states until an act of measurement defines it. Time functions in much the same way. The past holds certainty and finality, while the future is a field of possibilities shaped by what we choose in the present. The image you see began as an idea, accompanied by a vision of how it could come to life. What is an idea if not the first map towards a specific future outcome? But ideas on their own are nothing. Seeing possibility is only the starting condition. It gives direction, not destination. Knowing where you want to go means little unless you're willing to take the steps required to get there. Cinematography demands this commitment. It's a discipline that asks for precision and patience. For coordination across time, space, and people. Every project is a network of moving parts from lighting, location, subject, logistics, and the fragile thread of vision that holds it all together. Doing it alone is possible, but creation thrives in company. The moment you share an idea, it begins to expand beyond your initial conception. You speak it aloud. What you want to build. What you need to make it real. And when others hear that vision and feel something stir inside them, when they decide it's worth their time and energy to help, it becomes something larger than you imagined. Each component from the camera, the lens, the hands that hold it, the lights, the subjects, and the location aligns through collaboration. This is what it takes to create an image like this. A community of people who believed in a shared vision, shaped by every choice, every conversation, every fragment of input along the way. To be creative is to dream first, and then to work until the dream stands on its own. The world feels uncertain right now. Technology reshapes everything faster than we can grasp, and systems that once seemed stable are shifting beneath our feet. Many people I speak with worry about what the future will bring. But if we take lessons of creation seriously, the uncertainty is a form of freedom. The future, like any unmade film, exists as a set of possibilities. What if the same process we use to bring dreams to life in art could be applied to the world at large? Every dream begins in imagination. The first step is to see it and then to speak it. And if it resonates deeply enough for others to adopt as their own, and we work together, the dream begins to emerge as reality. This is what I believe we need now more than ever. Not destruction, not blame, but creation. Our world, like any structure, requires care. What isn't maintained eventually decays. So we do not need to call for its destruction, nor will we lament its inevitable passing. We will speak our dreams, and we will build them. Each act of creation hastens the passage of the old system into irrelevancy. If we dare to dream, dare to speak, dare to build, there is no limit to where our dreams will take us.